credited with 61.4. Roosevelt had 60.8. Now, they've been giving Roosevelt 62, but he had 60.8. Write that down, 36. Harding had 60.4. Johnson set a new record. The total number, it bettered Eisenhower's total of 35 in his second victory over Stevenson. That contest, Eisenhower won 57%. Stevenson had 26 million. In second place, the biggest total of votes cast for Singleton was held until this year. Kennedy received 34 million. So I got 41. Eisenhower had 26 million votes equal that. Stevenson 26 and Eisenhower had 35.5.
Well, as I say, that item moved on the wire and I made sure that was posted yesterday.
I put that up with the states and how much they carried them. Now, we've got a beautiful story. If you'd had 7 or 8 that you could write it, Bill Potter's gone back, but the Burrs has got it. But we got in last night. The predictions, and you know, I would guess a third of the states we hit 55%, we'd have 55. In the instance Hawaii, we had 78, and we had 78. And it hit right on the nose, and none of them are far off.
Does Buzz have that now?
Well, I've got it on the ticker from Dick Nelson, and I'll send it in to you.
Oh, good. I can get it from Signal. We've got a switch here on. I'd like to get that, because that makes a good story.
I'd get that, not all of them, but show them that most of the states we had a pretty accurate. Pick out the 10 pretty accurate ones.
I will. I'll do that.
Don't show them the other 49, but show them the 10 that are most accurate.
Yes, I will.
Because we won't want to show it. We're disappointed, we'll say. In Ohio, for instance, we missed it bad. Every poll had 55 and we had 60-odd percent. And we don't want to show it, we underestimate them.
No.
But in New York, I think it showed we'd have 68 and we had 69. Hawaii, it showed 78 and we had 78. Texas, the Belden showed 63 and we had 63. And it's right on the nose in a number of instances. Pick out the 10 best examples, the biggest states, and point them out and show them that this was a week beforehand.
Right.
We also, all of us, had the 6 states. Dick Nelson and Ollie Quayle, who was my pollster, who really worked close with me, they picked the 6 states without any question, told us those 6 are gone.
That's very good. I'd like to put that out, too, because there have been some of these people mumbling that we were disappointed over Georgia and South Carolina.
Yeah. No, we had our polls showed Georgia 45-41 against us.
Right. All right, sir. I'll go ahead then. And
South Carolina, it showed 57 against us.
What did it turn out here?
57.
Well, that's also a pretty good story on the other side of the coin.
And they know also, they know that I knew that Georgia was in trouble, and they knew that I knew that South Carolina was in trouble because I told them so myself, every backgrounder I ever had with them.
Buzz and I might get busy on the phone just on a contingency basis, seeing what we can dredge up out of State Department Defense, possibly Labor Department, Commerce Department, see if we can get some material ready for a press conference.
Do that.
And Buzz can discuss with you when he comes out there.
Do that.
All right.